We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Hello again and welcome to the Roy Williams Show. We'll be talking Carolina basketball here for the next hour with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. We'll talk about Carolina's last couple of games, preview the matchup with Wake Forest coming Wednesday now at 7 o'clock on a game time change for that one. And you'll hear some of a conversation with Tar Heel senior Andrew Playtech. Adam Lucas and I had a chance to talk to Andrew. Think you'll enjoy that. That's coming up in just a little bit. But let's get busy with Coach here. And Coach, a split week for the Heels. Carolina, two more games that came down to the final minutes. 81-75 win over Syracuse on Tuesday, then falling to Florida State 82-75 on Saturday in Tallahassee. Your thoughts on the week that was for your team?
Oh, it's amazing. Things are happening quickly, but you never know one day to the next what's going to happen next. Do you play this game or that game? But the week it was. We've been in our league. I think we're 3-3. Is that correct?
Correct.
And 3-3 in the league, we could be 6-0, but we could be 0-6, and that's what it is. But Syracuse, when you coming in, it was going to be very difficult to trying to get adjusted with such a young team to play in against their zone. We've got three, four, and one time I think we even had five freshmen on the court. And Syracuse's zone is different and really, really good. And when you have experience, it helps you, but it's still really, really, really good. So we were able to get through that game, and Leakey made a big basket at the end, and we got a stop on the other end, but it was, as you say, it went right down to the wire, and we made free throws, and Leakey's basket, I guess, was Notre Dame. That's what I was talking about. Jesus Christ.
He had a big assist late, got it to Armando.
That's right. He had a big one of those, but still, we made some free throws down the stretch. I don't think we missed a free throw in the last couple of minutes, and I think it was 7-for-7 or 8-for-8, something like that. But Buddy Boeheim killed us in the first half, and Leakey and everybody played better in the second half. And he had 18 in the first half and 0 in the second half. So needless to say, they did a better job, and Buddy perhaps missed a couple that he could have made too. And then turn around and go to Florida State and scared to death. I'd seen their previous game where they scored 100 million points against North Carolina State and shot 70% from the floor. And so we knew it was going to be a really tough game. They're really good. They won the regular season last year. I had two of those guys drafted in top 11 picks, and rightfully so, because they had a great, great year. But they are really, really good and deep and mm-hmm. athletic and defend you and all those kind of things. And they have guys that make shots, too. Yeah. So it was a tough one. But inside a minute, you know, it's a two-point game inside a minute, if I'm not mistaken. Right. And we just didn't get over the hump.
You used the term attack or be attacked leading up to the Florida State game, meaning you needed your team to stay aggressive throughout. But afterwards, you said you didn't feel like it happened consistently enough to be successful.
No, exactly right. I stole that. I didn't steal it. I've just borrowed it from Coach Steve Robinson. He's always talked about that Syracuse is one of those teams. Duke is one of those teams. You've got to score, so you've got to keep attacking.
Mm-hmm.
And Florida State, athletically, they're so superior to most teams that you play. They pressure you so much that if you get on your heels and start backing up, you have no chance.
Right.
So you better keep trying to score. But attack or be attacked came from Coach Robinson. And there were at times during the game I thought we did a good job of that, and other times we just didn't attack at all.
Florida State shot the ball very well, as Coach referenced, 8 of 16 from 3, 4 of 5 in the second half there, and 26 of 27 from the free throw line, Coach. It's hard when the other team's not giving you many chances there at the line.
Yeah, they're not giving you any help. I mean, I remember one game we played at Wake Forest a long time ago, and they were 33 for 33, whatever it was, they didn't miss. And, you know, the other teams, if they're good and you beat them, it's because they made a mistake or two. And
yep.
26 for 27 is not much of a mistake.
R.J. Davis, Coach, your leading scorer in the game, he had 16. And nice two games for R.J. this past week after he had had a difficult couple of games, which is, of course, totally normal for a freshman going through ACC play.
Yeah, and I think 6 for 9 against Florida yep. State on the perimeter was by far the best shooting that we had. Made a couple of good drives and took the ball to the basket as well. And in the Syracuse game, he did some good things, came up with a big steal late in the game, made a big three, made free throws for us. So the last two games have been his most consistent games on the offensive end of the floor. We need him to do a lot better on the defensive end of the floor and being a quarterback out there. But, no, and I just found out a few moments ago he is the ACC Freshman of the Week, and so that's nice for RJ too.
Coach Anthony Harris played for the first time this season and certainly made an impact. 5 points, 3 assists, and only played about 8.5 minutes in the game.
Yeah, and it was a very important 8.5 minutes, and I just wanted somebody out there that would raise our intensity level, that would raise that energy level on the court, and we needed to do something. And I went down and talked to Doug, our trainer, and said, "Are you sure?" And he said yes. And, you know, he had practiced. He's been going half court 3 or 4 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks, mm-hmm. quite a while. And then we released him, got him into full court stuff too. So he had practiced. It felt good. We've been very cautious with him. But still, I scared to death. So
yeah.
And Doug said, "No, he's ready to go." And I asked him, and he said, "Yeah, let's go play." And put him in, and he was very much a positive influence on us during his time in the game.
Yeah, played some really good defense when he was out there too. I mentioned on the air, shows what you guys – think of his defensive ability. He came in the game and was guarding MJ Walker, who's one of the better players in the conference.
Yeah, MJ had a great game against us, and Anthony did a nice job. MJ's hard to guard.
Yeah.
He's got that size and shooting ability, but in fact, Anthony was the defensive player of the game and only played 8.5 minutes.
Last thing, Coach, before we take a break, you and I had talked about movement off the ball a couple of weeks ago. Last two games, 19 assists on 27 field goals against Florida State, 18 on 29 field goals against Syracuse. That's about 2/3 of your baskets coming off assist, a better number in that regard.
Oh, much better than what it was the first several games of the season, and we need it to be even better. You're hard to guard if you do that. If you make a lot of assists, you're hard to guard because you're moving the ball and moving the personnel, and that's something that we like.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, talk a little bit more about this past week for Carolina basketball. We're going to get to your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels coming up soon as well. And as I mentioned earlier, you'll also hear an interview. Adam Lucas and I had a chance to speak with Andrew Playtech. You'll hear some of that too when we return to the Roy Williams Show from Learfield IMG College.
Aurora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a basketball court 3 times with your eyes closed. Research shows you are 3 times more likely to get into an accident when distracted by a cell phone. Trusted Choice independent insurance agents urge you and your families to put down your phone. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice independent insurance agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gater will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of 4 with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. We're going to talk again with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams, in just a moment. But wanted to remind you that the show is brought to you in part by Food Lion, proud sponsor of the Roy Williams Show, and also of the Score to Give More campaign. And that campaign is about free throws. Every free throw the Tar Heels make this season, Food Lion Feeds will donate 100 meals. That's 100 meals for every free throw to a local area food bank that helps our neighbors in need this winter. The Score to Give More campaign is presented by Food Lion. And Food Lion is the official grocer of the ACC. So a quick update on where we are on that Score to Give More campaign. Tar Heels in the matchup with Florida State made 11 free throws. So that's 1,100 meals donated by Food Lion for that game against Syracuse. Tar Heels made 18. So that's 1,800 meals donated for that game. In total, Tar Heels have made 204 free throws so far this season. That is 20,400 meals donated by Food Lion. Thank you, Food Lion, for the Score to Give More campaign. All right, let's get back to our conversation with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. More to do with him, plus that interview with Andrew Playtech still coming as well. But let's get back to Coach here on the Roy Williams Show. We talked some about that Syracuse game on Tuesday night in the Smith Center. The final again was 81-75, Tar Heels over the Orange. And you mentioned the defense on Buddy Boeheim in the second half, Coach. One big part of that game. Another one was your offensive rebounding. Carolina missed 44 shots in the game and got 24 offensive rebounds and 24 second chance points. So just tremendous numbers there.
Well, I think it was 24 second chance points for us and 6 for them, correct, if I remember right. And you know, you've heard me talk, and I've talked to you before. You've got certain strengths that you want to be a major impact in the game, and sometimes you've got some weaknesses that you want to make sure that they don't have a major impact in the game. And our inability to shoot the ball so far this year has been a big problem for us. So you can shoot it better if you get it inside, and so we've got to try to work inside out first. So we did that, but also we have an advantage with our three or four guys that we can put in the game inside with Walker and Armando and Dayron and Garrison that can impact the game. So we've got to make sure that that's an important factor. And I think those guys beating the boards to death was huge for us.
Seven different players had at least one offensive rebound in the game for the Tar Heels. Coach, I know you were disappointed there was a 10-second violation near the end of the game. But other than that, handled some pressure. You mentioned making all the free throws in the last 90 seconds or 2 minutes as well. It's good to see some things that gave Carolina trouble at times last year, late in games. You guys executed very well.
Well, against Syracuse, we did. And I think that last year we had several things that went wrong last year. But I like this team. I think we have the ability to hurt people in zone or man. Mm-hmm. I think we have the ability to play against the press, but you got to do it on game night. It doesn't make any difference what the head coach says.
Last thing, Coach, good to see Garrison have a good game. He was 16 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, a couple blocks, some steals. Felt like he was really in the rhythm of what was happening.
Well, he was, and he got it early, and so it really made their zone always be aware of the other guys in there. And then late, it was Dayron that we just threw it to him in the post, and he was scoring. But I think giving Garrison those baskets early was great for him.
So Carolina won that one 81-75. That, of course, was before the Florida State game. Heels going into this week, now 8-5 overall. 3-3 in conference play. We're going to take a break, come back, start getting to some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
Hey, Harris Teeter shoppers. It's easy to save on fuel with Harris Teeter's new Fuel Points program. Just use your Vic card every time you shop, and you'll earn one fuel point for every dollar you spend on participating items. For every 100 fuel points you earn, you can save 10 cents per gallon on fuel purchases at any Harris Teeter fuel center and participating BP or Amoco location. The more fuel points you earn, the more you can save. Up to $1 per gallon. Terms and conditions apply. Visit harristeeter.com to learn more.
My Harris Teeter.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes per year in North Carolina are the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
When you're craving delicious, crunchy snacks, reach for the brand you grew up with. Utz. Delicious snacks like Utz Ripple, Wavy, or Kettle Classic Chips, sourdough pretzels, or cheese curls. Utz snacks have been made by the same family for nearly 100 years. Cooked craft style with only the highest quality ingredients and delivered quickly for the freshest snacks ever. Utz snacks. Freshness you can hear and authentic flavor you can taste with a satisfying crunch. Everyone loves Utz.
Even though we're having to do our show a little differently this year, not at Top of the Hill, we'd love to be there with Tar Heel fans. We're recording on Mondays for air on Monday evening, and you can still get questions in for Coach. You can send a tweet right to me at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end, as you know, or you can send an email to asktheheels@gmail.com. That is asktheheels@gmail.com. And we're going to go far and wide here for some questions in our three-question segment and our top three questions presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's. That's wear, wait, and wash, and they resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. And we're going to start actually closer to home, and then we're going to go a couple far away places, Coach. But first one, this comes from Kim. Kim wanted to know, do you feel the lack of fans at home, due to North Carolina regulations, of course, versus some other places you go, Georgia Tech, for example, Florida State, for example, did have more than 1,000 fans at the game. Do you think that is creating a disadvantage for your team when you're heading on the road?
Well, I think it is, but it's what the world is.
Sure.
It's where we are right now. But, Florida State, Iowa, where else did you say?
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, and they had their pep band right above the bench, and the players couldn't even hear what I was saying. But, I think it's more of a positive for the home team. You know, if things are going poorly and they're into the game, they can sort of bring you out of the depth of it. If you're going great, they get that enthusiasm up there even more. So I think it is, but it's the world we're in and we've got to play, and it doesn't make much difference to me. I mean, I enjoy the pageantry of it and everything, but I'm concentrating on the same things now than I would be if the crowd was packed. But I think our guys would definitely enjoy it more, and it is a little bit of a home court advantage, but it's part of the game.
Have you felt... I don't know if safe's the right word. Have you felt comfortable on the sidelines, even at the places where there are a bunch of people at the games?
Yeah, because I come out during warm-ups. Very few coaches do, but I come out there the whole time and sit, and I'm looking around and seeing to have two people here and four people over here and four people here. But they've really done a nice job because almost all of the people are wearing masks, yeah, and they're separated, so I like that part.
All right, Coach, our next question comes from Ecuador. Scott Zimmerman sent this one in. Again, this one come from Ecuador. Wanted to know what you see the ongoing influence of former players within your program. He said, for example, the impacts of guys like Tyler Hansborough or Tyler Zeller when they practice against or hang around your team in the offseason or whenever it might be.
Well, I think it's going to always help us that our players love the university, love the campus, love the town, the community, to be here a lot. Mm-hmm. And several of them have bought homes here, built homes here. So I think that speaks volumes for how much they enjoyed their career, that they've picked this place to be one of the principal places where they're going to live. So it is a big, big positive for us. When we get them out there on the court and playing against them like we did this fall, we had Kobe White, Theo Pinson, Cam Johnson, Tyler Zeller, and Tyler Hansborough.
Pretty good five there.
I could take that to Wednesday night and feel a heck of a lot better, I can tell you that. But having our guys be able to play with and against them in scrimmage situations early in our preseason practice is always great.
I think especially this year when you didn't have kind of some of the normal stuff that you would have to prepare for a season.
Yeah, I told the freshman guards, RJ and Caleb, that you ought to learn some things from Kobe. And one is how hard he comes at you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not comfortable for you, so do that to the other guys. And things like that are really positive.
All right, Coach, our last question here in our top three questions presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. This one comes from Istanbul, Turkey.
Wow.
And Aris sent this one in. Wants to know, do you ever get a chance to simply watch a basketball game for fun and just watch the game to enjoy watching the game?
I enjoy watching a lot of basketball games. I enjoyed watching a lot of basketball games even when I'm working on the road recruiting. Invariably, I pick up things that I like and come back and try to do part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy that part. I love the game. I love the game where you have so much individual things going on, but the team getting those individuals to make the sacrifices for what's better for the team. And I always believe the better team you have, the players are going to get the awards and rewards.
Right.
And so that's what we try to sell and promote with our program. But I love going to see my grandchildren play their little games. I love going to last year to go to Chicago and see Kobe White play. I love those moments a great deal as well.
Have you been able to, because I know traditionally you try to go see the guys play, have you been able to follow what they're doing or keep up with anybody this year with the unique circumstances?
A little bit, but not much. I would have already been to see Cole Anthony play.
Right.
I see starting now and those kind of things, but ball's not going in the hole quite as much as he had wanted to for that higher percentage. Every night I go through all the NBA box scores and see how our guys did. And
yep.
I'm acting like a parent. I'm only looking at number of minutes played and number of shots.
Points, that's right. right.
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. But, no, I keep up with them. But by now I would have been into the NBA to see Cole play for sure.
All right, let's take a break, come back. We have a little bit more to do with Coach, plus an interview with Andrew Playtech coming up soon as well. By the way, those last three questions brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you again to practice your three W's, wear, wait, wash. They resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. More to do with Coach after this. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
Safe, accessible, reliable. Breakthrough Physical Therapy, proud partner of Carolina Athletics, promises that your care will be safe, accessible, and reliable, making sure you're back to your daily activities sooner. Breakthrough has 7 locations throughout the Raleigh-Durham area, as well as several others throughout North and South Carolina. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
Carolina fans, you can still be social and keep a close connection to your fellow Tar Heels simply by contacting the Carolina Club. Conveniently located next to Keenan Stadium, the club is the perfect place to enjoy exceptional dining and unique programs in a safe environment with abundant space for physical distancing. Club members enjoy a full calendar of virtual events designed to connect, entertain, and inform. And you don't have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Visit carolina-club.com to request membership information and schedule a visit to the Carolina Club.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. Couple of reminders. First, the Wake Forest game on Wednesday, and we'll tell you about this a little later, but that game is now scheduled for 7 o'clock. It was originally scheduled for 9 o'clock on Wednesday night, but now moved to 7 due to COVID problems, postponing another game. And in fact, the game in which the COVID problems occurred and that was postponed involved NC State. The Wolfpack is Carolina's next opponent Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, so the next opponent after Wake. So certainly keep an eye and ear open for any potential changes for that Saturday matchup. Don't know if that will happen, but certainly a possibility in today's climate. Let's get back to the show with Coach, and we're going to answer some more of your questions for the head coach of the Heels. And one more reminder on how you can send those in, at Jones Angel on Twitter. Angel has two L's at the end. You can just tweet right to me or send an email to asktheheels@gmail.com. Questions this segment brought to you by Cruisers, your fast and friendly local convenience store. Cruisers, let's go. And let's go back to the show with Coach. Welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for being with us. My name is Jones Angel. He, of course, is the man you're here to hear, and that is the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. Coach Christopher Sanders sent this question in via Twitter. We had mentioned Anthony Harris a little bit earlier. He wondered how surprised and or impressed you were with his effectiveness in the FSU game, considering that he hasn't played competitively in so long.
Well, it was a challenge for him to get ready to play that, and we told him that as we were leading up to. I said, I don't know when I'm going to put you in a game. I don't know when during a game I'm going to put you in, but you're at that level now that I can put you in and just concentrate and be Anthony. And it's been over a year since he played in a game. Now, he's been involved in practice, and that's been good for him, and he's done a nice job there. But what he did Saturday was really impressive to me, and I'm sure to all his teammates and coaching staff as well.
And, Coach, I think you mentioned the word earlier. You're going to be careful with it. I mean, it has been since December of 2019 since he had played, and he only played five games in that season.
Yeah, we're going to be careful, to say the least, but at the same time, we want to give him some opportunities.
Sure.
Because he's worked so hard to deserve, and he deserves it. But, yeah, it'll be a challenge trying to figure out what's the best way to use Anthony.
Coach, this one comes from Michael Gaskins and wants to know how you feel the transfer portal is affecting teams and the game. He says that it just seems that you see so many more players that are jumping in that portal so early.
Well, it is. I never look at the portal. Don't have any idea if it's got one player on there already or 5,000, but it's closer to 5,000 by the end of the season. You know, I have torn feelings about it. I think, you know, a kid should be able to have that right, but also that I invest for a kid thinking I'm going to have him as long as he's going to play college basketball.
Right.
And, you know, we invest the time and the money, yes, but it's a personal investment with me. We had a couple of kids, you know, leave from last year, Brandon Huffman and Jeremiah Francis, and I'm still checking to see how they're doing because I care about them, and it's important to me to have those feelings. The year before, we had Seventh Woods, and that means that we hadn't had we had some guys in 2010 or 11, something like that, and hadn't had anybody for 8 or 9 years in a row. At one point, we were the only team in the country that had not had a transfer in a three-year period, and we stretched it all the way up to 8 or 9 years. So guys generally get here and like it. So I feel bad about them. I also believe that you make a judgment that you're going to be in, and I mean all in. I'm committed to you, and I expect them to be committed to me. It's hard to do that to your teammates and to leave, and yet the biggest thing is that people are giving advice and they should stay out of it, let the young man and their family members, but so many people are giving guys advice and they take that advice and leave. And I'm one of those guys, old school, I guess, that I believe if things are tough, then get better. Make them better.
Yep.
And but yet with the transfer and the ease and no sitting out right now, kids are just going to leave if they didn't get 12 shots a game. They only took 11. You know, so it's a little bit of a weird thing for me.
Last one, Coach. This comes from Ryan. He says he saw that Nasir Little had a lengthy battle with COVID and just recently returned in the last week or so. He was just wondering if you had spoken to Nasir at all or knew how he was doing.
Yeah, I spoke to Nasir. It's been a little longer than a week or so. I spoke to him. He was already back practicing, but the last time I talked to him was probably, gosh, I'm going to think 3 weeks ago. He did have a difficult time with it. It was very uncomfortable for several days for him. But he says, when I talked to him, said he felt really good. He's been at least one game recently I saw that he got in, but I checked the box scores, as I said, every night.
Coach, after this break, folks listening are going to hear an interview with Andrew Playtech. Adam Lucas and I had a chance to speak with Andrew, and in his senior year is finding a way to seemingly help your team in a lot of different ways when he's coming in and try to provide a little bit of a steadying force as an older player.
You know, Andrew is an unusual young man in a positive way and a negative way. That's just who he is. He's like all kids. I love him to death, and he's very competitive. He's a very hard worker. Sometimes he's his own worst enemy. He has an ability to shoot the ball, and he has an ability to defend, and yet sometimes he has an ability for me to say, why would you even think about doing that? But that's who he is, and, you know, you go back to the second game of the year, I guess, against UNLV. I mean, they have us, 16-0 or 13-0, something like that. And Andrew got us back in the game immediately with his offense. But he's done some good things defensively for us as well. And I'm happy that it seems to be going well for him. I just need it to go better.
Sure.
Because if he plays better and does better things, we're going to be better off.
So you'll hear that conversation with Andrew after this break. Coach will rejoin us for the final segment of the show. We'll preview Wake Forest. All that coming up on The Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit Dewey's.com today.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. We have a lot still to do here over the second half of the show with Coach Williams, and we'll get Coach back on here to preview the upcoming matchup with Wake Forest here in just a little bit, but wanted to give you the opportunity to hear some of an interview Adam Lucas and I conducted with Tar Heel senior Andrew Playtech. This was part of the Carolina Insider podcast, and you can find the Carolina Insider where we always have terrific guests with current students, coaches, former students and coaches, anybody really who has a tie to Carolina. We've had all kinds of great interviews. You can hear that and recaps, talking about the teams, bunch of shenanigans as well. Any place that you can find podcasts, Carolina Insider is there. So hope you would like to check it out. Now I want you to check out a bit of an interview from that podcast with Andrew Playtech here on the Roy Williams Show.
What is your level of excitement about the Buffalo Bills right now?
I'm through the moon right now, but you gotta treat it like you've been there before, even though we haven't in my lifetime. But it's the coolest thing ever. My dad and I are so excited to finally like have a playoff team coming out of Buffalo, because he's from Buffalo. He grew up in Cheektowaga, so like that was his life growing up, and he brought me into it, and we've just been ran over by the Patriots my entire life and Tom Brady. So I'm used to losing a lot, and like that's why I was like, NFL season's coming around. How many are we going to have another 6-win season, or, you know, what's going to happen with the team? But now we got a great young quarterback. We have some studs at receiver. Our defense is really good. Yeah. We're a legit Super Bowl contender, and we're excited to play the Ravens.
What are you like to watch a game with? Like, do you get angry easily, or are you very optimistic? Do you have to be alone? What's it like?
Well, I've had this tradition now. I just watch it with Walker Miller, my roommate. Like every Sunday, Monday, or whenever they're playing, I'll just put my jersey on, sit in front of the TV, phone down unless I'm tweeting at the refs. but that's it. I'll be locked in for 2 or 3 hours.
What jersey do you have?
Just a Josh Allen jersey. I got it when they drafted him. So I was like, I'll ride it out. Cause I was always a believer. I want to put that out there first. Cause there was a lot of ifs coming into this season or like when we drafted him. But yeah, that's my guy. I love him. He's good.
So
great player.
What happened? You said tweeting at the refs because I saw you tweet a couple times here at the end of this.
Oh, yeah.
What was going on? How was that not a fumble by Indiana? Because I saw it, but without the sound on. So
yeah.
What was happening?
That was a very clear blown call. That's like unbelievable to me. I still can't believe it. How you can go back and look at the replay and still say that he was down.
Didn't make any sense to me.
It made, like, I don't know. I don't usually go to Twitter with stuff like that, but something had to be said.
Yeah, it was time.
Yeah, it's time.
Those refs have learned their lesson, I hope.
Yeah. While we're on the subject of your tweets, what's the situation with this cat?
With the cat? Yeah. It's like a meme.
Right.
So me and my friends, we would, like, send that back and forth to each other and, like, I saw a video of it on YouTube. It's called Cat Jam. Like that's the meme of the cat, like bobbing, you know, like bobs to music or whatever. So I think I just tweeted because I saw it popped up in my gifts. So I was like, oh, this is pretty funny. Like this is kind of me. Like I'm like kind of weird and like cats and stuff. And, so after we got like a big win, I was just like did the nodding head thing, and that just kind of stuck. After we saw like. I it's like kind of like the Brady thing where he like posts highlights and like of his teammates after wins or whatever. Like I like to give a little shout out to who I think did well like that game. And
yeah,
I don't know. I'm keep it going. Like people are tweeting at me now. Like hey, where's the cat? Like we're waiting for the cat. Like you know, like so it's been a like cool thing, I guess. But
okay. I promised my 9-year-old son I would tell you this after the Miami game. First text I received was from him. And he said, Andrew is clutch. That was the text that he sent me. And he wanted me to tell you that he sent me that text at the end of the game.
Oh, man.
So you've achieved clutch status with that play.
I have clutch status now, I guess. Well, thank you.
Take us through. Well, first, before we get to that, you sat here about a year ago, I guess. Mm-hmm. And everything feels like it was in a different place then for a lot of different reasons than it is now. Just what has the last year been like for you, both personally, basketball-wise? What's been going on?
Oh, so much. I think like everything's changed, right? In the world and in my world, where I was mentally, physically, just has done a complete 180. And you know, winning games helps and it helps your mentality. And of course, like everything's easier when you're winning. Just ask any losing program, you know, like they're, it's not easy to keep pushing and keep fighting when you're not being successful. And I think that was the lesson that the seniors especially learned last year, and me personally, I learned was how to fight through adversity because no one wants to have a repeat of last year or think about like things that you went wrong and just experience that pain like night and night out because it hurts, you know, like losing hurts. And especially for people who are competitors like me and Garrison and KJ and the seniors and guys who would like kill for this program and like give their all and their blood, sweat and tears. And it just wasn't enough. And, it was very, very, very tough mentally. With that being said though, COVID kind of came and stirred up the pot, I guess. But, that was the biggest thing that has changed over the past year, obviously from the ACC tournament, from getting the, sitting down with coach after the Syracuse game, and we already see games being canceled and teams around the country are losing games, and then they're canceling tournaments, and then Duke's canceling their season, and then the NCAA tournament's canceled. It's been a lot. I don't know, man. It's been crazy.
What is happening? Like, it is the all the different protocols and stuff that you guys have to do now. Is that still weird for you guys, or is it starting to become, oh, yeah, of course we're going to be in the practice gym instead of the locker room, or of course I've got to wear my mask when I'm running out of the tunnel, or whatever it is. Yeah. Is that starting to become normal to you, or no?
Yeah, I think we've kind of picked it up pretty well. it's not anything super crazy, you know, we don't have to wear like hazmat suits in practice or anything. It's just doing the little things you can, and those become ingrained in your daily routine. And now, like, I don't even go anywhere without my mask anymore. Sure. Like, it's just like a thing. It's instinct now. I grab my mask as I grab my wallet and keys as I leave my apartment. It's that kind of thing. So there's nothing insane we have to do. But I think the little steps that will help other people stay healthy as well as keeping us healthy are important. And if we can set that example, I think that's big for not only like our school, but the country and everyone who's watching us. We lead by example.
Is it weird that you do have to lead by example? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about like, should we be playing college sports, right? And what are we asking them to do? Do you feel like you're being asked to do stuff that you shouldn't have to do?
No, because I think at the end of it, like you can opt out if you want to. And my friends have at other programs, and NFL athletes have opted out. NBA players have opted out. Like it's a personal choice, but I think if you can do it the right way, and I think we are doing it the right way, as in accordance with like the CDC and what the government's telling us and everything about the virus, if we can do it safely, then I think people look for this little ray of light, which is organized sports, which is college sports, because there are people in this community, you guys know very well, that live on this stuff, and like this program means everything to them, and they might not even have gone here, but just for the state of North Carolina, I think us being that beacon, is a place where they can escape in such like turbulent times is really important for the community.
We'll let you listen to a little bit more of our conversation with Andrew, plus more to do with Coach as well, when we return to the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Pandemic pain? Is this pandemic adding frustration, pain, and increased stress? Great news, there's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy have a cutting-edge program for that pain and stress. Call the location nearest for free information. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team by making sure the hardwood is clean and safe for the players every game at the Smith Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Their mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see their whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, the official hardwood floor care provider of Carolina Athletics.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery.
Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
149 countries, all 50 states, 8,106 U.S. cities. We are fans. We are family. We are the people of this place. We are 342,000 UNC alumni. We're the UNC General Alumni Association, serving Carolina and our students, past, present, and future. Learn more at alumni.unc.edu. where it's always a great day to be a Tar Heel.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. Just a reminder that we're here every Monday through the basketball season. There will be a couple of weeks coming up in which the Tar Heels are scheduled to play on a Monday. The show would come on Tuesday if that was the case. Let's get You're back to our show, though, this week, and that is continuing a conversation with Andrew Playtech. Adam Lucas and I had a chance to have this interview with Andrew as part of the Carolina Insider podcast. Here's Andrew Playtech on the Roy Williams Show. What's the kind of journey of this team been like from your perspective from the start of the year to now?
I think we're still figuring it out. I don't think we've played well yet is what me and Walker talk about this all the time. Miller, my roommate. We haven't had a game where it's been like, oh, like that was our best game. I think sure. We played well in Syracuse. You could argue that was our best game, but there are stretches in that game where we played terribly. And what did we end the game shooting? It was below 40.
Right below 40.
Yeah. We score 81 shooting below 40. You raise that up 5 percentage points. We're putting 95, 100 points on Syracuse.
So sure.
It's this little things like that. We haven't really shot the ball well the whole year. We've been kind of figuring it out. I've been shooting pretty well. Kerwin's been shooting well. We'll have guys on different nights step up and hit big shots. But as a team, we haven't like really brought all of our aspects of like what makes us a good team together yet. And I think that's still coming. But I think we're starting to play a little bit faster. We're a little more loose. We're cutting down on the turnovers. We're playing more confidently as of late. And like I think that's translating to our wins.
We've talked the last couple of weeks about what you said after the Georgia Tech game on the post-game Zoom, which I guess is normal now, about Garrison and about the freshman guards. And we've talked about it before, so people know what you said. But anyway, it was very insightful. Why do you're a sports fan, you're a fan of other teams. Mm-hmm. Why do teammates always have a more balanced outlook on their teammates than outsiders do?
Honestly, I think outsiders are like nuts a little bit. They're a little crazy. No, seriously, it's always, and especially in 2021, everything has to be a headline or like it has to be all of this or like none of this. Oh, Garrison's not playing well. Like he must be like terrible. He's awful. Like get him off the court. Well, no, because he's been consistent his whole career, and he's just. People are allowed to not play well for a little bit. Like, it's okay. And it's not the end of the world. And I go on Twitter and everyone just like loses their mind because someone doesn't have a good game or somebody's not hitting shots right now. Like, relax. Like, it'll come. And I think having gone through that myself and like having gone through shooting slumps and in seasons where I haven't played well or haven't played up to my potential gives me a perspective on this that I think other people don't have, because a lot of sports writers and people have never played basketball at this level, and they just don't. It's not high school. It's not what you played in like rec league. It's not CYO or like what you may have played growing up. This is like real life, and this is like people's jobs on the line, like for the coaching staff and whatever. And if you don't play well in college, you're not going to, like, if you don't produce when you're out there, you're just not going to play. So I think we have enough pressure on us as it is. So like to kind of be someone who like can relate to and like kind of take the burden off their shoulders as in my teammates, especially Garrison this year, I'm going to be that guy. Cause I know what he's going through, but I think people have a tendency to overreact based on one game or one performance. And he's like showing it now. He showed at Syracuse yesterday. Like, he's still the same guy. Like, he's always been there.
Sure.
He's not going anywhere. And it was a matter of him just working and working and working, because that's what Garrison is. He's very consistent. And he's going to continue to be consistent because, like, that's just the man that he puts in the work day in and day out. And it's going to show.
Big picture here, next couple of weeks, nothing but ACC play. Yeah. What's the goal? What's the focus here as you guys continue to try and grow?
Man, we got a tough little stretch coming up, don't
yeah.
we? Putting it together is the goal. Like fitting the piece, we got some pieces moving. We're going in the right direction, but we can be so much better. And I think we will be. We just got to keep having good practices and keep buying in. Because last year we did not do that. We went away when things went bad. We kind of went away from what coach was telling us to do. And I think this year, listening to him more and relying on veteran leadership. Has really, really helped us in these tight games. But especially with the level of competition that we're coming up against, we definitely need to rely on that more and keep buying in and keep playing with the confidence that we have. Because it's easy to be confident when you're winning, but when you're losing, not so much. So when we drop, I'm proud of our guys for, after dropping those first two, coming back and winning three in a row, that takes some guts. So I think we're looking in the right direction.
We'll bring Coach back into the mix to preview the matchup with Wake Forest. That's next here on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
Hey, all you Carolina fans, Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels, too. They are also proud to live in the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, and life. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give Pete Seagroves in Chapel Hill a call at 919-942-8733 or Terry Nobles in Raleigh a call at 919-833-3803 and go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S. straight from Dewey's ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit DEWEYS.com today.
Carolina in action tomorrow at 7 o'clock against Wake Forest. We're going to get Coach's preview of the game in just a second, but the show brought to you in part by Harris Teeter, which is assisting you with groceries this basketball season. Each week, one winner will receive free groceries for every assist through the Big Four Grocery Assist Sweepstakes. Last week's winner came from Greensboro, North Carolina. That was Carolyn, and Carolyn won $515 worth of Harris Teeter gift card. So congratulations, Carolyn, and thank you, Harris Teeter. Visit harristeeter.com and look for the Grocery Assist Sweepstakes section to enter. All right, let's get back with Coach. We'll preview the matchup with Wake Forest here on the Roy Williams Show. So a time change for this game Wednesday night. It was originally scheduled for 9 o'clock, Carolina and Wake Forest in the Smith Center, but due to the postponement of another game, this game slides up to 7. Wake comes in at 3-5 overall, had another close loss, 64-60 against a good Virginia Tech team on Sunday night. And Coach Demon Deacons have a new head coach as well, and Steve Forbes. Do you know Coach Forbes at all?
Steve is just doing a great job. He really is. And, you know, he's a very good coach in East Tennessee State. Excuse me. I think won the regular season or the tournament or both the last couple of years. And I follow that league because Wes Miller's teams play there as well. But Steve's really done an amazing job to get the job fairly late. And so many people leave. Sar left to go to Kentucky. Another kid left. Two or three other kids left. Now he's got to almost put a whole team, new team out there. And he's done an amazing job. They've really been good in every single game. But yet right at the end, it hadn't gone their direction. So I'm hoping that we can keep that going for
at least one more.
one more game. But he's a good guy. He's a funny guy. He's a hardworking guy. He's a guy that I enjoy listening to him. And I think that what he's done at Wake has been really, really remarkable. Because this is the big leagues.
Yeah.
And to put a team like that, and they've been competitive in every game they've played.
Tough year to be a first-year head coach, too, with all the different stuff you're trying to deal with. Coach, also, not that any stretch isn't important, but two home games at least scheduled right now for the Tar Heels feels like a big week for your team.
Well, it is. We've got to step up and play well and try to protect our home court. We've got one road win, but we'd like to get a lot more, but we need to protect our home court.
So that's 7 o'clock Wednesday night, Carolina Wake Forest, and at least scheduled right now is another game with NC State Saturday at 2. That would be this weekend in the Smith Center as well. Coach, as always, great to see you. Thanks for your time, and look forward to speaking with you next week.
Okay, Jones. Everybody have a great day and stay healthy.
Listening to the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.